Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
In the wilderness, the Israelites said to them, "If only that we had died in the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, where we sat by the flesh pots and ate our fill of bread. For you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Then the Lord said to Moses, "I'm going to rain bread from heaven for you. And each day the people shall go out and gather enough for that day. In that way, I will test them whether they will follow my instruction or not." Then Moses said to Aaron, "Say to the whole congregation of the Israelites, draw near to the Lord, for he has heard your complaining." And as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the Israelites, they looked toward the wilderness, and the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. The Lord spoke to Moses and said, "I have heard the complaining of the Israelites. Say to them, at the twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall find your fill of bread. Then you shall know that I am your Lord, the Lord your God." In the evening, quails came up and covered the camp. In the morning, there was a layer of dew around the camp. When the layer of dew lifted, there on the surface of the wilderness was a fine flaky substance, as fine as frost on the ground. When the Israelites saw it, they said to one another, "What is it?" For they did not know what it was. Moses said to them, "It is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat." The word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read the psalm responsibly. So God commanded the clouds above and opened the doors of heaven,
raining down manna upon them to eat and giving them grain from heaven.
So mortals ate the bread of angels. God provided them food enough.
The Lord caused the east wind to blow in the heavens and powerfully let out the south wind,
raining down flesh upon them like dust and flying birds like the sand of the seas,
letting them fall in the midst of the camp and round about the dwellings.
So the people ate and were well filled, for God gave them what they craved. A reading from Ephesians. I, therefore, the prisoner in the Lord, say that you lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is but one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. But each of us was given grace according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore it is said, when he ascended on high, he made captivity itself a captive. He gave gifts to his people. When it says he ascended, what does it mean but that he had also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is the same one who ascended far above all the heavens, so that he might fill all things. The gifts he gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until all of us come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to measure of the full stature of Christ. We must no longer be children, tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind of doctrine, but by people's trickery, by the craftiness in deceitful scheming, but speaking in the truth and love, we must grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every ligament with which it is equipped, as each part is working properly, promotes the body's growth in building itself up in love. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to John.
When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were beside the sea, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly, I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. That is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. So, after feeding 5,000 people or more with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, Jesus crosses the sea. And the people realize that he and his disciples are no longer there, so they come looking for him. Indeed, they take their own boats and cross the sea and find Jesus. But John's gospel tells us there is a hitch to all of this. They found him, but they did not comprehend him. They did not get him. It had not mattered what he had been teaching. It had not mattered what he had been doing. It had not mattered what signs he was doing, what miracles, what indicators that he was indeed truly God enfleshed that they had witnessed. They had seen it, and they didn't get it. Too often the faithful today take all this to mean that these people, unlike us more sophisticated people, well, these people who've been following Jesus, pursuing him even, are oafs, buffoons. They just cannot comprehend. Yet in John's gospel, Jesus rarely speaks in response in a way that suggests exasperation. Rather, Jesus offers assurance. Jesus offers a solemn vow and promise. We hardly hear it in the English. Amen, amen. So let's walk through this interaction that one commentator points out mirrors the woman at the well in a previous chapter. The crowd says, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" And Jesus responds, "Very truly, I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. Now, here's some thoughts on that interchange, that very truly that we hear at the beginning of Jesus' response, there's that amen, amen. And when you double that, it becomes a very forceful thing. There's really no good way to render it in English. It's as if Jesus is saying, I can tell you with absolute certainty. But it carries even more than that. Then, what can Jesus tell the crowd with absolute certainty? You don't get it, right? They don't get him. They are not there because they have recognized the signs that he is doing and who he is. Instead, they are following because, well, they got a good belly full. So back to the story. The crowd. What must we do to perform the works of God? Jesus responds, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent. I remember being on a retreat one time. I was having a particularly difficult time in that retreat. I kept coming back to that question, what must I do? I kept treating my faith as transactional, independent of the fact that I had 40 years of experience in Lutheran theology. I still thought that somehow I had to do something to gain, to earn, to merit God's love. I only found freedom when I remembered Luther's words from the Small Catechism. He wrote, I believe that I cannot by my own strength or understanding believe in Jesus Christ or come to him. With these words, Luther reminded me that even my faith is God's work in me. I want to claim faith, belief as my own work, as my own doing, but not so much. So when Jesus responds, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent, Jesus points to the underlying truth of Luther's assertion that we believe is God's work in us. More so, this faith is a verb. It involves action. It involves a response. Believing in this sense is about more than thought. It is about how we live, about what we do in response, because God is working in and through us in response to God's activity with us. Again, back to the story. The crowd. What sign are you going to show us? And our ancestors ate manna in the desert, so top that, huh? Jesus says, very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. How often I miss what is right in front of me and then demand to see evidence. Throughout the pandemic, I watch so much data, so many sources, and in the end, the data is often just overwhelming. When a member of the COVID task force here at St. Andrews referenced a document that I was unaware of last summer, I demanded to see it. In our hearing today, the crowd again has missed the point. They want signs, even though they have been seeing signs all along. Jesus has already told them that they missed the signs that were in front of them. And they reference their origin story, that providence out in the desert. And Jesus again offers a corrective. And the corrective starts with that amen, amen, that I can tell you with absolute certainty that it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven. No, it was the manna was God's work. The bread from heaven is what God gives, and it is the source of life. Back to the story. The crowd says, "Sir, give us this bread." And Jesus responds, "I am the bread." See, the crowd hungers for life. Even today, many, many people hunger for life. "Give us this bread." And Jesus says, "Here I am." And when Jesus says, "Here I am the bread of life," well, he's echoing the Lord's response when Moses demanded a name from the voice in the burning bush way back in that origin story. "I am that who I am" was the response. Jesus promises that whoever comes to him will not hunger or thirst. Big promises. In Jesus Christ, there is fulfillment. For us who gather around and for all creation. When the faithful are filled with the life from God, God empowers incredible activity and action. Moving forward in this time, may the faithful of St. Andrew's recognize the signs, the work, of God in our midst and respond to that grace extended with faithful works of love and service.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at standrewslutheran.org. That's SAINT AndrewsLutheran.org. Have a glorious week.